open secret that our country is bleeding. We are in a mess that was obviously created by the Western world when they really wanted to make sure that we are sort of crippled. So I am advocating for a paradigm shift.
We hear that you warned of an economic and political uprising if these economic problems are not addressed. How do you see this coming about?
When I spoke to the reporter who was in Parliament that day, he actually even denied it and said that that inception was put by his editor, and he doesn't even know where the editor got it from. Because I know that the people of Zimbabwe are not the kind of people that would do such a. We are an educated, thanks to the policies of our, His Excellency the President, who has advocated that everyone must have an opportunity to go to school. So if you do that, you get enlightened. Then you know that it is definitely detrimental for you to actually go out and destroy your own property. So I never say that. It was very mysterious of that editor. And one day when I meet him, I am going to make sure that he explains to me why his newspaper was sold like hotcakes because of that headline. So he owes me commission for that.
And do you believe the ruling party is well equipped to deal with these challenges you mentioned, or there are other suggestions?
The ruling party is very much well equipped. Our policies are very, very sound. We were on record coming up with the Zimmer asset. That document, if you look at it, it has got all the solutions to bring us out of the woods and get us back on track. They say charity begins at home, isn't it? So we need now to start even marketing our own Zimbabwe so that the person who's outside is also interested in the same Zimbabwe. But if somebody's going to go out there and decry Zimbabwe, how do we then expect investment to come in? So that's why I said this is the time when the political differences need to be put aside, and we say Zimbabwe for Zimbabwe. Let's do it for the next generation.